Just days before the state budget is due, Cuomo is urging the legislature to give up on their proposal for additional spending for school districts beyond the $1 billion increase that the governor recommends. He says there's too much uncertainty over federal funding right now.
I don't want to be in the position where we pass a budget today, we tell a school district, you're going to get $600 million, and then ask the legislature to come back after we get walloped by a bad federal budget, ask the legislature to come back, revise the education budget, and tell that school district, whoops, I'm sorry, you didn't get $600 million, you only got $400 million. And then the school district says, well, hold on, I hired teachers, I made all these plans. It would be chaos.
Cuomo says the state can handle modest increases in the budget, but not dramatic ones. So the governor says he does think New York can still offer free tuition at public colleges and universities. He says the price tag of $163 million is just a fraction of the $160 billion spending plan.
Well, we're going to make that right this year.
And the governor also told a cheering crowd of direct care workers for the developmentally disabled and their clients that he will put $55 million in the budget, $10 million more than the legislature initially proposed. It will allow the not-for-profit agencies to comply with mandatory increases in the state's minimum wage and result in a 6% increase in pay over the next 2 years.
This hand will not sign a budget unless there's $55 million.
Cuomo also continues to raise the possibility of the governor and legislature approving simple budget extenders that essentially leaves all other levels of spending in place until more is known about federal cuts. He says he and lawmakers really have just two choices right now.
Let's call it cautious financial outlays that could adjust to certain federal cuts. Obviously, if it's over dramatic, it's going to blow the budget anyway, but they could adjust to certain federal cuts or just go the extender route, which says, let's continue the budget, plus or minus, and then when we actually find out what the revenues are, because the federal government passes its budget, then we have facts, and then we pass a full budget.
The extender could last as long as 6 months. The federal budget is due on October 1st. The governor also claims that there's agreement on two non-spending items in the budget, raising the age that teens can be treated as adult offenders in the prison and court systems to 18 and allowing ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft to operate outside of New York City.
There are still I's to dot and T's to cross, but we have more than a conceptual agreement on raise the age.
But Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie denies that there's agreements on anything, saying all the spending and policy items are connected, so there's no agreement on any one proposal until all items are settled.
Progress has been made on a lot of issues, but when all of these things are interconnected, if an issue that's largely important to either us or the Senate or to the governor, and it's not been dealt with, then there's no deal.
The speaker, following a private meeting with the governor, did not say whether he agrees with the proposal to limit school aid spending or whether the assembly would sign on to a budget extender until more is known about potential federal cuts. A spokesman for Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan says he can't confirm that there are any agreements on the budget or the related items. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.